USA Radio News.
On Thursday, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford will tell her story about alleged sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. President Trump said if he believes Kavanaugh is guilty, he would withdraw his nomination.
I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. It's possible that they will be convincing.
Ford says in her prepared testimony for the Senate Judiciary Committee that she believes Brett Kavanaugh tried to rape her in 1982 at a party when they were in high school. She says that she was terrified to go public with her story. She says, though, it's her civic duty to tell the senators what happened. The committee is scheduled to vote on the nomination Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The House has passed an $854 billion spending bill. It passed in the House by a wide margin. The massive bill funds several government departments for a year. Those agencies not contained in the bill will be funded at current levels until December 7th. President Trump had threatened to veto any spending bill that didn't include his signature border wall, but now indicates he'll sign the measure after all. If he does so, a government shutdown will be averted when the current fiscal year runs out at the end of the month, and the border wall funding will be revisited in December. This averts a shutdown of the government before the November elections. An investigation is underway into the source of two cracks in support beams that forced the shutdown of a brand new $2 billion transit center in San Francisco. Mark Zabane is executive director of the facility.
At this point in time, what we need to do is focus our attention on fixing the beams and then finding out what caused it.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
ABC's nightly newscast is coming off a very good year, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
ABC World News Tonight with David Muir is the number one evening newscast on broadcast TV for the 2017-18 season, and total viewers averaging more than 8.6 million of them. The newscast's largest average audience since 2004-2005. ABC's evening newscast is now finished ahead of its NBC counterpart for back-to-back seasons and total viewers for the first time in 22 years. Last time it did, the late Peter Jennings was sitting in the ABC anchor seat. Meanwhile, when it comes to Sunday Beltway programs, NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd's the most watched one of them. It's going to post its largest total viewer advantage over ABC's this week in 6 seasons, and CBS's Face the Nation in 7 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. has announced a global initiative to combat the growing threat of antibiotic resistance. John Clemens reports.
Antibiotic resistance has been found in all regions of the world. In the U.S. alone, at least 2 million people get resistance infections every year, and at least 23,000 will die. The CDC has been working with pharmaceutical professionals, government health officials, health insurance companies, and food animal producers to adopt policies that will curtail what is being called one of the greatest threats to public health. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.